Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Joining us on the phone from the University of Auckland Faculty of Arts, the Communication School, a big warm welcome, kia ora, to Dr. Kitty West. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm great, thank you, albeit a little bit nervous.
Hunter, there's no need to be nervous, mate. Just imagine this is us meeting up for a coffee and me just asking you some, I guess, entry-level questions for your area of expertise, which is Māori data sovereignty. Where do we start? What is it and why is it considered important?
Yeah, I think this is a really kind of simple and yet complex question to answer. So really, at its core, Māori data sovereignty is concerned with the inherent rights and interests that Māori have in relation to the collection and storage and use, ownership of Māori data. And it's really important because of, well, especially in a kind of current or contemporary setting, because of the rising ubiquity and importance of data in our day-to-day lives and decision-making around our lives and the environments that we live in.
Oh, well, I mean, what does data sovereignty mean?
So it's basically about how we would exercise rights as a collective in relation to data. But one of the ways that I have liked to think about it is that we all have a relationship with data, right? So we're all engaged in processes around data creation, even if that's like using social media or things like that. But sometimes we don't really think about the relationships that other people or organisations or governments might have with our data. And if we sit back and think about that, then we can start to think about, well, what are the types of things that we would be okay with people using our data for, and what power do we have to exercise some control or authority over how decisions are made about our data?
What are some of the historical or contemporary challenges faced by Māori regarding data sovereignty?
Well, I guess one of the historical challenges would be that data collection has been a part of the kind of colonial project at large. So Māori have always been collectors and gatherers of data ourselves, but then there's kind of this also colonial project which has relied heavily on gathering data about us, which serves a particular purpose and paints a particular picture of Māori. And so what we have now is this huge glut, like almost too much data that isn't useful, because all it does is describe Māori or create narratives about Māori that are decontextualised and not useful. So we're at a point now where we want to have control over the whole process from data collection right through to how data are used, so that we can have data that is useful for flourishing Māori futures.
Yeah, I guess that kind of leads into my next question. What role do Māori cultural values play in shaping the principles of data sovereignty?
Oh, so foundational, really. So early on in the establishment of Māori data sovereignty as a field of inquiry, we had Te Mana Raranga, which is the Māori Data Sovereignty Network, who developed some principles that, you know, a lot of these words are things that we would be quite familiar with. For example, rangatiratanga or authority, whakapapa or thinking about the relationships within kind of data networks, and these kind of core foundational principles which are based in tikanga. So I think everything about Māori data sovereignty is really kind of couched in tikanga Māori, and also as an extension of that, te tiriti o Waitangi.
What role do academic institutions such as the university play in advancing the concept of Māori data sovereignty?
Well, it's really important to recognise that universities or any kind of organisation that are not Māori-led, they can't necessarily exercise Māori data sovereignty, because that is really the domain of iwi, hapū and Māori in general. But what they can do is implement policies and structures that allow for Māori data governance, which enables Māori to enact Māori data sovereignty.
Nice one.
So really importantly, universities as research powerhouses and as holders of significant amounts of data are really well positioned to socialise concepts related to Māori data sovereignty, and also to think about the ways that they can basically get their researchers to do research in ways that align or enable Māori data sovereignty.
I guess it also kind of dovetails into my last question. Looking ahead, what are the key steps needed to advance Māori data sovereignty and address current gaps or challenges?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would like to kind of acknowledge that some significant work has already been done, and we're seeing some real cool stuff happening with Te Kahui Raranga, particularly with distributed data storage networks, as well as really important relationships with Stats New Zealand, which give equal explanatory power for Māori in terms of data held by or managed by Statistics New Zealand. So those are really kind of exciting things. But we're kind of needing now to think about, and this is possibly where my research is going to start focusing in on, is the way that universities can really implement Māori data governance for enabling Māori data sovereignty. So thinking about the ways that we can intervene in systems to operationalise and action a lot of these principles that we've been thinking about as part of Māori data sovereignty networks since, you know, at least 2016. But it's such a huge field. I mean, I think people are well aware of things like AI and these like big digital technologies. So there's lots of spaces where Māori data sovereignty kind of needs to be profiled, and research data sovereignty in universities is just kind of one of those areas where I'd hope to make a contribution.
Fantastic. Hey, Dr. Kitty West from Auckland University's Faculty of Arts, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Hopefully that wasn't too stressful.
No, it was great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Hey, have a wonderful day, and all the best with your future research.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.